Next week, with the celebration of the Feast of Christ the King, we come to the last celebration of ordinary time. And the following weekend, we'll begin a new liturgical year with the celebration of the first Sunday of Advent. And as we do every year, the readings start to turn towards the end. And we begin to hear words not only this week and next week and the first couple weeks of Advent of the Lord's coming. But though our gospel talks of the end times, and though our reading from the book of Daniel speaks to that, those readings come out of a context of persecution. Both in Daniel's time, as he's writing at the time of the end of the Seleucid Empire, which had conquered the areas surrounding Judea and started to demand sacrifice to the pagan gods. And the Jewish temple was defiled. Pagan statues were set up within there. And a great persecution began. And it's in the midst of that persecution that we hear the words that are spoken by Daniel this evening. And in our gospel reading, at the time that St. Mark is writing this gospel, the church itself is in a time of great persecution and suffering at the hands of being unwelcome, certainly within the synagogues by this point, but also persecution by the civil authorities. And so as he's remembering what the Lord has said, he does that in the context of what the community is experiencing, suffering and persecution at that time. And so while the readings point to something out there, the purpose of the reading is to speak to a community right now and to speak to the experience of suffering that they experience. And when we understand that, when we understand that what the Lord gives to us through the scripture is a word that is spoken to those who know deep and incredible suffering, then those words take on a new meaning for us. And they're intended not to be something that's about a prediction, but something that's about hope. It calls the people really to two things: to perseverance in their faith, even in the midst of the fear and the doubt that may surround that, and also a simple faith and hope that one day the Lord will be all in all. As a Christian people in the world, we are a people also called to point to something beyond what is here. And with that comes that conviction that what it is that we possess here is not the final word. And that what it is that we possess here is something that pales compared to what it is that God has in store for us. As a Christian people, we have faith that the love of God truly is drawing us to a time of salvation, to a time of fulfillment, to a time that we will know security and we will know peace, to a time in which we will see our God face to face. Jesus says, "Heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will not pass away." There are many things in this life, joyful, certainly, sometimes fearful, sometimes things that we encounter that mean a great deal of suffering for us and how it is that we live. But my brothers and sisters, none of that is forever. Only God is forever. And the call for us is the call to the simple faith that clings to the Lord and trusts that no matter what we encounter, it is God and God alone in which our souls will find rest. And so we pray this day. We pray for that faith. We pray to be a people that keeps our eyes focused on the Lord, so that when the Lord comes, we may know rejoicing. When the mighty hand of God through Saint Michael is shown, we will know salvation. When the life and the goodness that we have prayed for and we have hoped for comes to its fulfillment, we may know life. Amen.